Okay, gentlemen, we are in the middle of Hey, I'm Adolf. We were just talking about how the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are really one kedusha. Why? Because of the salt. Because it's a genuine sulfate in any place. Whether today will be Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, when you've got a 2 day Rosh Chodesh like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? Then we really are knowing one kedusha from one into the other, and therefore it is one kedusha, right? The Sfeik Sfeika does not exist. Okay. It says Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Nitakanas Rabbi Yochanan Bezakai ve'eilach beitza muteris, right? From the time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana and onwards, a beitza will be, which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, will in fact be permitted on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, just like with any other Yom Tov. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskan Rabban Yiskin Rabban Yechnam, Zaka Sheyuhu Mekablin Eidus HaKodesh Kol Hayom. From the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabban Yechnam and Zaka established a rule that they would once again receive the Eidim to be Mekadesh the month, to sanctify the new month, the entire day, because there's no longer a worry that the wrong song will be sung on the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, because no Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is being brought at all, because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Amar Lei Abaye, and in that case, this situation where we know that one day really should have been Rosh Chodesh, but we ended up delaying it till the next day because of reasons of Korbanos, right? No longer, this situation can no longer exist. Amar Lei Abaye, Abaye says, V'ha Rav Shmuel Damri Tarabayu Beitza Asura. Didn't Rav Shmuel agree? And they obviously lived after Rav Yechim and Zakkai Day. Talmidim of Rabbi, they both agree that Egg, which was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though the rationale to teach treat Rosh Hashanah as one Kedusha has disappeared. Amrali? Amin alach Anna, Rabban Yochanan, then Zakkai Bad, Amras Li Rav Shmuel. The response was, wait, I told you that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai has already established that there is no single Kedusha for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and now you're telling me Rav Shmuel said there is? Rabbi Shmuel can't argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a much more important person. Ulav Shmuel Kashya Mas Nisin. Says, but wait, that means that Rabbi Shmuel contradicted a Mishnah. That can't be. Right? It must have had a way to understand it. If they had a way to understand it, which is different from what you're saying, then that really would be a problem for what you said, right? Because you should not argue on Rabbi Shmuel. Says, Lo Kashya, no, it's not a problem. Halan Veha Lehu. Okay, so he says, the difference is between what happens in Eretz Yisrael and what happens in Babel. What does that mean? It means in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no genuine Safik, because, right, now we'll accept the idiom for the entire day. In other words, the reason why Rosh Hashanah will be a Sfeik of the Yoma is for a different reason to the other Yom Tovim. It's because, right, if the idiom really come on the wrong day, that you on a different day to what you know should have been Rosh Chodesh, then you'll treat both days as though they were Rosh Chodesh. Right? As opposed to in Bavel, Rosh Hashanah should have a second day of Yom Tov, just like every other Yom Tov, because Rosh Hashanah is, you know, a Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, and there is, just like in any other Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, a question of which day it fell on. Right? Therefore, it makes sense that you'll treat it as 2 days in Bavel, even if you're teaching it as 1 day post-Takanas Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai in Eretz Yisrael. Since that is the case, right, you can then turn around and say, well, right, given all of that, right, we will nullify, we're now only treating Rosh Hashanah as 1 day, therefore, we will automatically, you know, if a Beitza is born on 1 day, it'll be forbidden on the next day, it'll be permitted on the next day, because one of those 2 days was not Yom Tov at all. However, for Chutz La'aretz, where they're maintaining the Minhag Mishum Sfeika D'Yoma, so they'll maintain it in its original form, even though that original form makes less sense than it once did. Rav Yosef, Mitakanas Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Rabbi Yosef said, no, even from the Takana of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, right, an egg born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah will be forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? My taima, why? Have a davar she minyan minyan v'dehul davar she v'dzarek minyan akar le'atiro. It was a takana that was made in a bezdin. Since it was a takana that was made by a vote of bezdin, right? You cannot just remove it. You cannot just say the rationale is disappeared. You need a formal process of a bezdin, right? A bezdin, which is a greater in both number and wisdom, to permit it, and that does not exist post Rabban Yochanan, and that did not exist in time of Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai to nullify the takana of Rishonim. Therefore, right, the takana remains in its place for purely technical reasons. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "Mana minalach." How do I know this is true? Dixiv it says, "Lech lech emor lem shuv lechem la lechem." Amar b'meshech b'mshoche velheima ya'alu b'chatar. And the pasuk says, "Go tell them that they can." That they can return to their tents, and it says when the shofar is blown, then they can climb the mountain. Before that, Bnei Israel forbidden from climbing the mountain on pain of death, right? During Matan Torah. Vesnan, as we have in the Mishnah, Keren Evar, Haya Ole Li Yerushalayim, Malachim Echad Lechol Tzad, Vezuhi Tchuma, Min Ha Daroim Ve'akreves, Min Ha Tzafoin Lud Min Amayra, Ve'yardei Min Amidrash, Min Amizrach. And the Mishnah says the general area for which you have to walk for a Kerem Revai, right, from where you really shouldn't, you shouldn't do a pinyon, you shouldn't redeem the Kerem Revai, you should actually bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, was from Eilat in the south, or from a crevice in the north, or from Lud in the west, or from Yarden in the east. Rav Marula and Ula said, "The same Rabba Bar Barachana, maybe it was Rabba Barachana, said name Rabbi Yechanan, Matam, why? Gdesh le ater shuk Yerushalayim peres, that there will be, the markets of Yerushalayim will be full of fruit, and then that will be, they'll make Yerushalayim very pretty. Vesanya, and we have in a brisa, Karen by Hayaloi le Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Mizrach, Lud, Tzad, Kvar Tepi. Rabbi Eliezer had Karen by in the east of Lud, and next to a village called Tevi, Uvikesh Lahafgiro Laniyim, and he wanted to be Vafkir to Karen Rabbi, because he didn't want to have to deal with it. Either a pidyon or bring it to Yerushalayim, whatever, it's lots and lots of effort, so he wanted to be Mafkir it. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we will continue, please, God, tomorrow.